The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
What on earth is happening in Israel today?
Well, first of all, before we get into the stories I sent you, we have a very nice confirmation that not only will we be opening an embassy in Abu Dhabi, that is the capital of the United Arab Emirates, but we'll also be opening a consulate in Dubai, because it is expected that the scope of the mission will be one of the biggest in the world. And this is in anticipation of the amount of cooperation taking place between the two countries. And if that wasn't enough, the foreign ministry have sent their officials to Manama, that is the capital of Bahrain, to scout for property there to open our embassy there, hopefully before the end of the month. So good things on that horizon, not such great things happening with the COVID. It is confirmed that we will be going into curfews from tomorrow night, roughly at about 6-7 o'clock. And this will last until January the 2nd, because we will, you know, make allowances for Hanukkah, but also Chag HaMolad, or how Christmas is known here. We do have a very sizable community that do celebrate Christmas, and also so New Year, which is called Sylvester here, we will be in curfew for that as well. So no New Year's Eve celebrations. And this is expected to last until the 2nd of January, because infections are starting to rise. Some horrific scenes coming in from an Haredi wedding that took place in Jerusalem last night. But some more good news on the horizon. We expected to get the first of the vaccines on Thursday. Turns out we're getting the first of the vaccines arriving tomorrow. And I think a lot of us were moved to see the footage coming in from the United Kingdom today, as 90-year-old Margaret Keenan was the first person in the world outside of those who have been participating in trials to receive the COVID vaccination. And what I thought was actually quite funny and maybe very, very British, is that the second person to receive it was an elderly gentleman by the name of William Shakespeare. So today has been full of Shakespeare puns and all kinds of things on social media, which I've been finding quite funny.
Does Israel kind of have a plan how they intend to roll it out in terms of aged or frontline workers?
Yes. So we have been discussing this for the last couple of weeks. We know that the frontline workers are going to be the first to receive this. Ichilov Hospital, Shaare Tzedek, talking to the government to appeal for permission to start with their workers first. We have it confirmed that also anybody who's in an elderly care facility will also receive it, and then it will go according to age groups and vulnerabilities. This is what sensible we know so far. Of yeah course, it could change, but also some rumors that the age group from about 16 to 25 will also be up the list as they're regarded as possible super spreaders, but definitely frontline workers to receive it first. A little of debate in the Knesset, or at least in the coronavirus committee, who out of the government will receive it the first. Yuli Edelstein, the health minister, saying he doesn't mind. He's very happy to be one of the first to receive that, and the IDF saying that, you know, they're happy to and they offer their help in helping to roll it out. So we are in the planning process. Of course, it has to be approved, and we'll know once it's been approved in more details which way the rollout of the vaccines will progress.
Okay. Ro, apparently Israel's ambassador apparently reported to have said to Biden that this is not 2015. What was he referring to?
Well, this is our outgoing ambassador to the United States, Ron Dermer. He was speaking at on MSNBC, which is one of the big networks in the US, on Morning Joe. And of course, a lot of discussion taking place at the moment about whether or not the Biden administration will re-enter talks with Iran about the nuclear deal. And we've had conflicting reports from Iran saying, you know, they're not going to go in because they're not going to be put back to where they were in 2015. But Ron Dermer saying that he hopes that the incoming Biden administration will work on some kind of common policy on Iran with Israel and the Arab nations. It's, of course, no secret that countries like Israel, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the Emiratis, to name a few, are very, very concerned about the looming Iranian threat. You know, I don't think anybody buys the rhetoric anymore that that nuclear program is for alternative energy. And he says that what we hope the new administration will do is to speak to your allies in the region, speak to Israel, speak to the Arab states who are on the front lines. When you're preparing to do something with North Korea, you know what? You speak to Japan, you speak to South Korea, your allies in that region. He says if we don't form some kind of alliance together, we are in danger from an aggressive Iran.
Okay, fascinating. It makes a whole bunch of sense. I didn't know that Israel was providing humanitarian aid to Honduras. And I also saw that early on this year they had provided humanitarian aid to Italy, first world country.
Well, this is something where, or a field where Israel really, really excels. And I had a very interesting Twitter exchange with somebody who said, why is Israel sending the medics and home front command? They should, you know, be looking after Israelis first. Well, one of our tenets as a country and as an army is that where we can help, we are absolutely going to help. And somebody said to me, yes, but some countries that are hostile to Israel still receive help. But I think that's our tenet of tikkun olam, that we're not, you don't expect a thank you. You do it because it is the right thing to do and because you can. But yes, Hurricane Eta and other hurricanes basically decimated many homes in the Honduras, Guatemala, and Panama, which are countries in Central America. And Israeli aid NGOs, as well as members of the Home Front Command, that is a unit within the IDF that really, really excel at this and are able to mobilize very, very quickly, have been there to assess the damage. And we don't only take food and clothing, but we also have an ability to put up our field hospitals very, very quickly and expedite them. And very moving images coming in from particularly northern Honduras of the Home Front Command medics taking care of children and babies, as well as countries like Guatemala. But we're also assisting in Italy, which has been ravaged by a second wave of the coronavirus. And we've sent our medics there as well. Coupled with that, and it's a story that, of course, did not get much traction in the mainstream media, is that we sent a delegation of Israeli Arab doctors into Gaza to help with the COVID situation there. The numbers are rising astronomically, and we've sent in our doctors, our medics, albeit with the caveat that they are Israeli Arabs, who are probably for various political reasons, and they're in there training staff and helping to deal with the situation. And we are expecting in our shipment of Pfizer vaccines, enough vaccines to help the Palestinians as well. So, you know, where we can, we are most definitely going to help. And it doesn't matter if the country or the people in question are hostile to Israel. That's tikkun olam. If we can, we will.
Beautiful thought. And, I'm very proud of Israel for behaving in that way. Rolina, I've got a special bakasha, a request for a discussion tomorrow. I need you to unpack a story for me that I've seen in the media for quite some time now. And honest to goodness, I do not understand it. I do not understand why a UAE royal would choose to buy half of Beitar Jerusalem, a soccer club known for its anti-Arab stance. I need you to unpack that for me tomorrow, please.
Well, you don't give me easy homework, do you? But you know I do love a homework assignment, and I will, I will do my absolute best.
Okay. Thank you, Rolene. I look forward to our soccer chat tomorrow. You and me, soccer. We've got a date.
Oy, the boy, soccer. I certainly have a date.
Cheers, Rolene. Thank you very much.
Bye, guys. God bless.